Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. All right, guys. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about the things that I love about Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, I know that every place has its pros and cons, but I mean, I have lived here most of my life. I am a native here. I have moved away a few times, and I've definitely moved between the DMV. The DMV stands for the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia, for those of you who are not aware. And actually, guys, I first of all, subscribe to this Ageless Abodes podcast, but then I also have a YouTube channel. So if you're curious about what it's like to live here in the DMV, I feature community events there. I also give you relevant real estate related information. So go ahead and hop on over to that YouTube and subscribe to my channel. It is Live. Oh my gosh, I just changed the name of this YouTube channel. It is Live, Laugh, Love DMV. Got it. Okay, so head on over there and subscribe to my channel if you're interested in seeing some of the community events that we have here in the DMV, because there is always something to do here in the DMV. So now, as I stated before, every place has its pros and cons. And listen, I started off with 10 things that I love about Prince George's County, Maryland, where that list has grown to over 20, right? So sit tight, because I'm going to list the things that I love about Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, let me just say that I am a native of Prince George's County, although I've lived in different places, especially across the DMV. The DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia, for those of you who are not familiar. But I've moved across them all. I've lived in all three. And yet at the same time, I've also lived in other places. So, home for me is Prince George's County, Maryland. It's where I was grew up. I'm not going to say that's where I was born. I wasn't born in Prince George's County, Maryland, but I grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland, went to grade school here. And so, so I'm familiar with Prince George's County, Maryland. So if you're considering moving to the Maryland area and you want to explore Prince George's County, Maryland, go ahead and reach out to me. My contact information is going to be in the description, as well as my website and things of that nature. So, like I said, I started off with the list of 10 things that I like about Prince George's County, Maryland, and the list grew, right? The more I dug, I was like, oh yeah, let me put that. So here we go. One of the things I like about Prince George's County, Maryland, is that we have a variety of home styles, from condos to apartments to duplexes. You know, some areas have cookie cutter homes, as they call it. And yet at the same time, some communities have a wide variety of style homes in one community. Some of our communities have HOAs. Some people consider that a good thing, HOAs a good thing. And some people consider HOAs a bad thing. I actually did a video about HOAs and some insane rules, right? So you might want to check out that video. Again, that's on my YouTube channel, actually. So again, that is Live, Laugh, Love DMV. So again, you want to head on over there to check those out. Prince George's County, Maryland has a lot of libraries. And I want to say that there's a library in every city. What I really love about these libraries is that, first of all, they're all being remodeled right now, right? But they've been around forever. And the library allows people to use their library card to get on the computer. Now, this has been important to me because there were times when I did not have a computer at home, right? And yet I needed to apply for jobs, right? I needed to do something productive on the computer screen so that I can keep my mind occupied during those times when I was unemployed, right? You're also able to print documents from the library, right? We do have our Staples and office supply stores, but we are also able to print documents from the library, and you get a certain number free, and then after that, you have to pay a very cheap price, right? So we have the ability to print in our libraries. Our libraries also have the internet, and then we also have it where we can reserve meeting rooms and conference rooms. So entrepreneurs or nonprofits may have some type of meeting where they need to bring people together, or even a training. I would do home buy-in seminars there, so you are able to use those meeting rooms and conference rooms for your events, right? Prince George's County, Maryland has 35 neighborhood community centers. Okay, we have community centers. Now, what I like about these community centers is yes, they do have rental space where you can rent out a room, but they also, these community centers have a fitness center within them. So you can get a membership and you can work out in the community center. Some community centers have indoor swimming pools, some of them have outdoor swimming pools, and some of them have no swimming pools. But the community center, it is a place, it's kind of like a, I don't want to say a gathering place, but a community center is a place where you can have meetings, is a place where you can go and get information about the community. And it is, again, where we have events where people can rent out the room and have events and expos as well. Prince George's County, Maryland has four regional parks, right? And of course, the parks, again, we have community events. That's one of the things I love, love, love about the DMV is the fact that we have a lot of community events. These are events and expos where the community comes together, right? And they'll have music and live music, I should say, live music and bands. They'll have live music and bands. They'll have what is it? Vendors. They'll have lots of vendors. Sometimes they have parades at these events. Like there are lots of opportunities or times when the community comes together. I used to think that every place did the same thing until I moved to North Raleigh, and I was like, "Where is everybody?" Anyway, guys. So again, Prince George's County has a lot of parks. Some of the parks have petting zoos. Some of them have nature centers. They definitely have trails. They have those fields, those sports fields, where people can play, rent out the space to pay for their games, for their baseball games or their basketball courts. Or some parks have the skate parks. So we have parks here in the Prince George's and in the in Prince George's County, Maryland. But I want to say, I mean, the other thing you can do is you can rent out. It's like a pavilion, right? It's a concrete, and it has the little pavilion or the thing that the what is it? A shelter on the top, and you can rent out that pavilion to have parties and things of that nature. So you can rent it out, barbecue there in the park. Some parks actually also have a fitness, like a fitness thing where you can, as you're walking, stop and do some kind of exercise on them, right? So we have that. They have playgrounds on these parks. The playgrounds are very large. Some daycares and go to those parks. And then, of course, the communities go. People who live in the community go there as well. The other thing is that these parks sometimes have classes.
They have classes like it could be arts and craft type of class. It could be knitting or something like that type of class. It could be some type of pottery. So they have so many variety or different types of classes. It could be an exercise class that we can sign up for, and they have them all throughout the week, right? And let me go back to the community center. The community centers are usually open during the weekend, and so are the parks, or you can reserve the parks for the weekend as well, the pavilions, that is. Prince George's County, Maryland has six National Historic Landmarks. Now, I'm going to have to do a video on these things separate. So I'm going to save this list and I'm going to dive into it and do a video for each one of these things, because again, I like to expose people to what it's like to live here in the DMV. So again, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I will put the link to that channel in the description. And actually, if you look on my, well, actually, I'll put the link. I'm not going. I'll put the link in the description. The other thing is Prince George's County, Maryland has 106 historic places within the county, right? The other thing is that there are two marinas in Prince George's County, Maryland, but there are over 60 marinas within the state of Maryland, right? I love these marinas because I don't know, I love the smell of the ocean, right? I love it. It's like heaven. So anyway, we have two here in Prince George's County, Maryland. Some people live in the marina, and then some people just store their boats. Of course, they may rent out of space, or you can just take it to that, what is that? I forget what it's called, where you put the boat. What is it? Boat? It's not a boat lift. I forgot. I can't believe I forgot. So anyway, you can take your boat there and get it, put it in the water and enjoy the ocean, the bay, river, whatever. The other thing that I like about Prince George's County, Maryland, is the fact that it is metro accessible. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that if you do not have a vehicle, you can take the bus, or you can take the above ground. Actually, we have an underground subway, and then we have what's called a neighborhood or a county bus, right? So it's the pre. Here we have the PG. What is it? The PG. Oh, it's called the bus. And it is the PG bus, meaning that bus go is only goes in, only moves in Prince George's County, Maryland. But the Metro bus and the Metro subway, the subway is in ground train, and then above ground train. That is the Metro. Metro bus and the Metro subway goes between DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and I love that because you're not just able to travel just within one state. You can travel across the state. So we have the Metro bus, and then we have the county bus, or the bus, which is only in Prince George's County, Maryland. The other thing that I love about Prince George's County, Maryland, is that we have community movie theaters where you can buy tickets, and actually you can even do matinees. My son and I used to make it a family day, and we would go to matinees maybe on Saturday or maybe on Sunday when we didn't have anything to do. That was our family outing. And so you go to these movie theaters and pretty much watch the movie together like a regular movie theater. But the matinees were cheaper for us. So, we made it a fun thing to do, right? The other thing is Prince George's County, Maryland has three golf courses, right? And a lot of times there are these golf courses are within a community, right? So anyway, there are three golf courses within Prince George's County, Maryland. And sometimes when you live in some of these quote unquote golf course communities, because sometimes the neighborhood or the community is affiliated with the golf course, and sometimes it is not. They separate at one time or another, or at least one of them did. And so what I'm saying is that if it's a part of the community, then you get a discount on the membership for the golf course, right? And then there are other the other golf course. I don't. So anyway, you can get a membership discount if you live in that community. But you have to work that out with them, because sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. The other thing I love about Prince George's County, Maryland, is that we have a lot of restaurants. Now, restaurants and retail stores. Now, let me just say that we used to have indoor malls. We used to have several indoor malls. Now, I want to say that we have about two indoor malls. And what I mean by indoor malls is actually three that I can think of off the top of my head. And what I mean by that is you have different, you walk into this huge building and there are stores. There are two levels of stores, nothing but stores. But they have been tearing them down because they're converting them to outlet centers because they say that it's cheaper to have the individual stores operating individually than to have to pay the electric bill for a big building, right? And then maybe they split the cost. And I guess when you split the cost, you know, sometimes some people pay, some people don't when it comes to electricity. So from what I understand, it was cheaper for them to go the route of the outlet because then each store has to control their own electric, their own utilities type of thing. So that's from what I heard. But we still have a lot of retail stores, right? And I've already said that it's easy to commute from between D.C., Northern Virginia, and Maryland. Now, the thing is, people, a lot of times, and that's why we call it DMV, because a lot of people go between all of them, right? Like you can live, or I should say work in Washington, D.C., but live in Northern Virginia or Maryland because they're right out across the line, across state lines, right? So they're easily accessible. It's easy for you to commute between them all. Another thing that I like about Prince George's County, Maryland, is they offer help. Like if you are a homeowner, if you need help with your utilities, if you need help with food, if you need, they even have a homeowner repair grant. And then, of course, they have their own home buy-in programs for you to be able to, you know, have assistance, financial assistance when you are purchasing a home. Prince George's County has one airport and we have eight conservation areas. So if you are into preservation and historic type of things, then that would be the conservation areas may be of interest to you. We have three nature centers. Sometimes these nature centers are connected to the parks, but yet sometimes they're independently. We have four dog parks. Now, I don't know about you, but I love taking my two little dogs to a dog park and letting them run free off the leash, right? Now, yes, some of these parks, most of these parks require you to register the dog. And actually the dogs have to be registered with the state of Maryland. But then also you have to register for the membership to be able to have access into these dog parks, some of them, and you pay a fee, right? Now that I don't like, but at the same time, it is what it is. Now, and if you get your own yard, and actually sometimes people just want to take their dogs, like me, mine need to be socialized more. So for me, that's a benefit, taking them to the dog park so they can interact with other dogs. But at the end of the day, we do have four dog parks. Now, the other thing that I like about Prince George's County, Maryland, especially since this summer was extremely hot, we have 17 cooling centers. Now, some of these cooling centers are within the community centers, but what they are, what a cooling center is if the temperature reach a certain temperature and there is a code red, which is extremely, extremely hot. That's when they're like, okay, if you don't have to be outdoors, don't be outdoors. Like that's what the signal, don't be outdoors. A lot of times when it's a cold red, we don't have to pay the metro. And then also there are cooling centers that people who are, you know, homeless or their AC is not working. These are places where people can go to these cooling centers and cool off for a few hours. And you know, during the evening, the sun sets and it cools off. But at the same time, it is so great that they have this cooling centers as an option to help keep people cool during those times. Because I'm telling you, when that heat is beating down and you can open the window, but, you know, nothing's coming out, right? And it has been an extremely hot summer. So I'm so glad that the fall is here. Anyway, guys, listen, I hope that that has been helpful. That is only a list, a small list, but it did actually grow from the original list, which was only 10. So I think that was probably about 22 or 23 or 20 something. Things that I love about Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, like I said, every place has its pros and cons and its goods and the bad. You make the most out of it. But yet at the same time, it is good to know that we have such a variety of things to love here in Prince George's County, Maryland. Listen, if you are considering or have a desire to move to Prince George's County, Maryland, I will be happy to answer any questions that you have about the area and about the home prices, about the home values, about the, you know what I forgot to mention? We are near bases, military bases. Now, here in Prince George's County, Maryland, if, you know, off the top of my head, we only have one that's in Prince George's County, Maryland, and that is Andrews Air Force Base. But there are also bases that are nearby. For example, Bolin Air Force Base is in D.C., and then we have Fort Meade. Fort Meade is considered to be Anne Arundel County, but we are near military bases. Again, if you or someone you know is interested in moving to Prince George's County, Maryland, or even finding out about the area, subscribe to my channel, number one, and then also give me a call and I'll be happy to help with that. I'm going to put my information as well as my my local DMV channel. I'm going to put that link in the description. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And listen, I know that no area is perfect, but at the same time, I love the thought of us having so many nice things to do here in the Prince George's County, Maryland, and we welcome you to stop on by. Thanks for listening.